And then my dad had some interesting friends, and I got to know the likes of Rustam B., sitting down there in the front row. If you stick around here, everyone will get to know him even better. But he was my first exposure to someone kind of in my age group, and I'm in Manhattan, and he looks at me, and he's so cool, and he looks like Brando, and he's just tortured, and I'm like, God, I want to get under this guy's wing. And he goes, he's like 5 minutes older than me, and he goes, hey, kid. I'm like, God, I adore him. I just wrote this song. Hold on. And he'd take these long pauses and put his head down, and I'm like, wow, that's really dramatic. He's just had his head down for like 10 minutes. And he goes, here's a song. I'm just an air conditioner repair man. I like fast cars and beer in the can. And I'm like, I'm going to go wherever this fucking guy says to go. He says, I'll tell you where we're going. We're going to go get a rat burger. And then I'm going to take you down to Alphabet City and we're going to score some dope. I'm like, dope, dope. I think that, is that what I hope it is? Next thing you know, we got like guys, like real, like West Side Story Puerto Ricans, like 1980 style. Just like, get rid of that shit and put in your fucking, they got knives wrapped in rags. And I'm like, this is exciting. Is this the shape of things to come with my idol? And he's literally standing there, and these are the people that I came to be like, you know, they're my contemporary James Dean. He was like, we ain't giving you our dope, motherfucker. And I was like, we're gonna get stabbed. Oh, God, it's just never got any better than that. And then all of a sudden, people around me started kind of getting sober as I couldn't. And by the way, you know, I came out to LA and I wanted to be an actor and I was in one just playing house with this poor fucking Jewish girl who didn't understand for 7 years. I think literally she just fucking broke a mirror and turned around and I was there just like, hi. And we're out here, and we're in California, woo! Oh, it was so twisted. Please tell me when I'm 5 minutes away, dude. I don't want to fuck this up. I love that you're smiling at me, John. It's everything you said it could be when we prayed together. God bless you. Just one twisted relationship after another, and then, So I said, if anything's worse than the codependent, who's just like, I just don't understand why you can't save it for the weekends. And I come home one day and there's just post-its on everything. She's like, I can't take anything. I bought all the furniture and you own the house, so I'm going to take all my furniture. And the typical alcoholic response, I said, hey, you know what? You forgot to put a post-it on the fucking kitchen sink. Boom! And I'm alone. Worse than the Al-Anon is the girl that you meet who's like, I'll fucking go shot for shot with you, motherfucker. Give me that pipe. Devastating, awful, tragic. Nasty, nasty, and now expensive. But we're sober, and it's a fucking miracle. So, so I couldn't, and I didn't, and I had a career, and I like to go to jail. I like going to jail in the summertime. Right about now, this is my time, and it's time to load up the car with a bunch of shit. First of all, get drunk, stow a bunch of shit. Should have done the heroin, but I do the coke instead, so I'm all fucking jacked up, going, fuck, I can have the balloon. I'm gonna, which balloon is the, which, the blue one is the dope, and the one's the fuck. And next thing you know, I'm just in county jail with some guy going, listen, I know you wound up in isolation for getting into that fight with those vatos that you weren't paying for that cocaine that you were doing in county jail. I got a script. I'm like, really?